thanks for joining me here at my bookstore blog, and thanks for subscribing to Books Not Found in your so-called Christian bookstore, right? And this book is called So Many Versions by Saki Kubo and Walter F. Speck. 20th Century English Versions of the Bible. And for March, we are going to go through the New American Standard Bible, which we know is not a Bible, it's a translation. And on page 222, it says, its purpose. The Lachman Foundation is a non-profit Christian corporation formed in 1942 in La Habra, California, to promote Christian education, Christian evangelism, and above all, Bible translation in several languages. In English, it has produced two noteworthy translations. You ready? You ready for the two? The Amplified New Testament, which we covered last, I think it was last month or the month before, and the New American Standard Bible. And remember, amplified means when you add words to the text. What does the Bible say about adding and taking away words? The publication of the latter began with the Gospel of John in 1960, followed by the four Gospels in 1962, the New Testament in 1963, and the entire Bible in 1971. The preface to the New American Standard Bible, 1963, briefly sets forth the principles and objectives on which the revision was made. It begins, the producers of this translation were imbued with the conviction that interest in the American Standard Version should be renewed and increased. Certainly, the ASV was a monument to the best British and American scholarship and biblical learning of the latter half of the 19th century. But what they fail to tell you is it went out of print because it was not, people were not buying it, the ASV. And so they came up with the new ASV, right? The New American Standard. So basically, the New American Standard is a revision of the American Standard that went out of print because they were not selling. But they did not say that in here. Isn't that interesting? Certainly, the ASV was a monument. Oh, it was, huh? The Lachman Foundation was disturbingly aware that this monumental product of applied scholarship, assiduous labor, and thorough procedure was fast disappearing from the scene. The recognized value of that version, it was felt, deserves and demands perpetuation. Recognizing a responsibility to posterity, the Lachman Foundation felt an urgency to rescue this noble achievement from an inevitable demise, to preserve it as a heritage for coming generations, and to do so in such a form as the demands of passing time dictate. To achieve this objective, the revision must be put in clear and contemporary language. The twofold purpose of the editorial board was to adhere to the original languages of the Holy Scriptures as closely as possible. And so, did you hear that? Original languages of the Holy Scriptures, okay? What might that be? And at the same time, to obtain fluent and readable style according to current English usage. Accordingly, a group of 16 men worked on each testament. The goal of using contemporary English in the revision often required a departure from the word-for-word literalness of the ASV, one of its chief faults. And isn't that amazing? Because these people don't rightly divide, because they don't care about the words in their Bible, that it is dispensational, okay? It is not covenant theology. It is dispensational theology, okay? And the word actually comes out of the Bible, right? And because they're not dispensationalists, and because they don't rightly divide the word of truth, they only produce the Old and New Testament. Well, what about Paul's writings? That's neither nor, right? And as we continue through this New American Standard, I'm going to stray away from their book and tell you some key points about the New American Standard, okay? Since its compilation in 1971, the New American Standard Bible has been widely embraced as the most literally accurate English translation from the original languages. Millions of people students, scholars, pastors, missionaries, and laypersons alike trust the New American Standard Bible version, not Bible, learning from it and applying it to the challenges of their daily lives. Discover what the original text says, word for word. How about that? Funny, there are no originals. More next time.